This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. COVID-19 has claimed more than 643,000 lives globally, more than 146,000 in the United States. There's a new milestone for COVID-19 infections of more than 16 million globally and more than 4.1 million in the United States. Saturday, Britain removed Spain from its list of safe countries to travel after the country measured a spike in new coronavirus cases. The decision means those visiting Spain will have to quarantine for 14 days following their return to the UK. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer for the UK, Jonathan Van Tam, said the decision comes after a tipping point with new data about the level of disease in the European country. Anybody returning to the UK from Spain, either from the mainland or the islands after midnight BST, is to be required to self-isolate. Commenting on the governor's response, Van Tam said things can change very quickly and added that things have changed quite remarkably fast in Spain. Brazil registered an additional 1,211 deaths attributed to the novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period and more than 5,100 confirmed by the end of Saturday's. The South American nation has now more than 86,000 total deaths from the virus and approximately 2.4 million cases. Hurricane Hanna has roared ashore onto the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm, bringing winds, rain, and storm surge to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. The National Hurricane Center says first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season made landfall twice Saturday afternoon within a span of a little over an hour. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Saturday Washington has dispatched a special envoy for Afghanistan to press for peace talks between the government and Taliban fighters, with a diplomat scheduled to visit Kabul on a trip with stops in five nations. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, departed Friday to travel to Doha, Kabul, Islamabad, Oslo, and Sofia, the department said in a statement. The United States is drawing down its troops in Afghanistan under an agreement struck in February with the Taliban. That agreement aimed to pave the way for formal peace talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government. And Khalilzad's task is to try and bring both sides to the table. Once a Category 3 storm, Hurricane Douglas still poses a threat to Hawaii as a Cat 1. Leaders say that they're prepared for what's to come, including flooding on some islands. What is different for now is how shelters will deal with social distancing because of COVID-19. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says the country will boost its ability to handle threats posed by Russia and China in space as part of a foreign security and defense policy review being conducted by the UK government. On Thursday, Britain said it was concerned about a Russian satellite test, which involved the launch of a projectile within the characteristics of a weapon. Tensions between Britain and Russia have been high in recent weeks as Britain has targeted Russians with new sanctions, accused Russian actors of trying to meddle in last year's election, and said Moscow trying to hack into vaccine research. Separately, Britain announced on Monday that it would suspend its extradition treaty with Hong Kong, an escalation of a dispute with China over its introduction of a national security law for the former British colony. Regis Philbin, a familiar face to TV viewers as an energetic and funny talk and game show host who logged more hours in front of the camera than anyone else in the history of U.S. television, has died at the age of 88. When People magazine cited his family in his reporting of his death and went on to say he died of natural causes just shy of his 89th birthday. Philbin, known to fans as Reed, was a fixture of various local and national shows for a half century, with co-hosts including Kathy Lee Gifford and Kelly Ripa winning millions of fans, as well as honors as a top U.S. talk and game show host. He hosted the successful Who Wants to Be a Millionaire program when it debuted in the United States in 1999, as well as other game shows. He signed a deal in 2000, making his salary for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire $20 million a year, the most ever for a game show host via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.